Novelist Ernest J. Gaines, whose poor childhood on a small Louisiana plantation germinated stories of black struggles that grew into universal stories of grace and beauty, has died. He was 86. The Baton Rouge Area Foundation, which sponsors a literary award named in Gaines' honor, confirmed he died today at his home in Oscar, Louisiana. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards' office also released word of his death. A Lesson Before Dying, published in 1993, was an acclaimed classic. Gaines was that year awarded a genius grant by the MacArthur Foundation, receiving $335,000 to spend over the next 5 years. Both the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman in 1971 and A Gathering of Old Men in 1984 became honored television movies. Activists condemned the detention of a construction worker this morning who was injured during the Hard Rock Hotel collapse last month and then later detained by immigration officials. WWNO's Travis Lux reports.
About 20 people gathered in front of the old United Fruit Company building in downtown New Orleans Tuesday morning. They were there to show support for Hard Rock construction worker Delmer Joel Ramirez Palma. 2 days after the partial collapse of the Hard Rock site, Ramirez Palma was arrested and then detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. He's currently being held at a facility northeast of Alexandria, Louisiana, and is awaiting deportation. According to his lawyer, Omero Lopez, Ramirez Palma was ordered to be deported back in 2016. But he was regularly checking in with ICE officials in recent weeks about his case. Lopez says Ramirez Palma was only detained after he spoke with local media.
It's no accident, it's no coincidence that he was arrested when he spoke out. It's no accident and it's no coincidence that he's being held in central rural Louisiana, isolated from family and friends.
Lopez worries that Ramirez Palma's detention could deter other workers from speaking out about unsafe work conditions. A spokesman for ICE suggested that advocates were spreading false information about ICE and about the circumstances of this case. In New Orleans, I'm Travis Lux.
Doctors and clinics say some patients are finding the cost for therapeutic cannabis too high to treat medical conditions only 3 months after medical marijuana became available in Louisiana. 9 pharmacies dispense medicinal-grade pot around Louisiana and set their individual prices. Those dispensary owners say their charges reflect an industry with startup charges, small patient numbers, and lengthy regulatory hurdles. Medical marijuana backers spent years focused on simply getting a product to pharmacy shelves. Louisiana now is grappling with the growing pains of a new medical market and a patient group who can't use health insurance to cover costs. Federal officials are temporarily closing a wildlife refuge in Louisiana because of high water on the Mississippi River. An announcement Monday by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says water has reached 24 feet at the Baton Rouge tide gauge, forcing the agency to shut down Cat Island National Wildlife Refuge. The acreage north of Baton Rouge is shut down occasionally when river levels get too high. The statement says the refuge won't reopen until water levels fall. GOP gubernatorial challenger Eddie Rasponi has lashed out over a radio ad paid for by a New Orleans-based political organization that compares Eddie Rasponi with former KKK leader David Duke. Rasponi says the ad is offensive and says Governor Edwards needs to demand it be retracted. Edwards' campaign says they have nothing to do with the ad. New Orleans Councilman Jay Banks, who also heads a group called Black Organization for Leadership Development, says Rasponi and Duke are similar. They are both anti-New Orleans, anti-Medicaid, and anti-anything that helps people who are not rich, which is why they produced the ad.
We certainly don't want to disseminate misinformation, so if there's something in the ad that's not true, please tell me that and we'll correct it.
Rasponi has released a television ad today saying that Edwards and his allies are playing the race card. Police in Louisiana say two brothers shot a man to death during an argument over drugs and a woman. 32-year-old Harold Slater and 37-year-old Willie Slater were arrested Sunday and charged with second-degree murder. They're accused of fatally shooting 32-year-old Walter Wilson on Saturday at an apartment complex in Gretna. Police said the shooting stemmed from a dispute over drugs and a woman. Police did not give additional details. Jefferson Parish Coroner's Office investigator Mark Bone says Wilson died of multiple gunshot wounds to his torso and legs. The first college football playoff rankings for the 2019 season will be released tonight at 8 p.m. Jerry Palm of CBSSports.com says even if LSU loses this Saturday in Tuscaloosa, the Tigers could still be in the four-team college football playoff because of the schedule they've played.
LSU is a better candidate at 11-1 than Alabama is, because of the cross-division game with Florida and the non-conference game against Texas.
The Tigers have defeated three teams ranked in the AP top 10.